Blog Talk Radio.
Blessing the Lord always. Blessing the Lord always. Blessing the Lord with all my heart. Blessing the Lord with all my heart. Always. Hallelujah. My Lord is good. My Lord is good. My Lord is good. Is good to me. My Lord is good. My Lord is good. My Lord is good. Is good to me. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful, your name is excellent, your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty, you got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world. In your hands, you got the whole world. In your hands, you got the whole world. In your hands, you got the whole world. In your team of higher. Lift him up higher. My Lord is good. I will lift him up higher. Anywhere I go, I will lift him up. Lift him up higher. Lift him up higher. My Lord is good. I will lift him up higher. Anywhere I go, I will lift him up higher. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, because you are our God. You are our protector. You are our defender. You are our provider. Thank you, Lord, because you are the Jehovah Jireh. You are the Jehovah Nissi. You are the El Shaddai. You are the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, for your righteousness. Father, we thank you for sparing our lives to see another wonderful year. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the grace to enter this year 2015. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. Heavenly Father, please accept your attention and praises in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that this new year do something new, something miraculous, something wonderful, a new miracle that will make every one of us to forget all the past disappointment of last year, all the past failures, in the name of Jesus. In the move of your power on this episode, lay your hands upon every one of us. Move us all by fire and keep us standing by your power, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. I want you to pray this prayer powerfully. As you want your breakthroughs to manifest this year, pray these two prayers powerfully. Say, every evil power that will contest my voice this year, silence now in the name of Jesus. Every evil power that will contest my voice this year, be silenced. Be silenced. In the name of Jesus. Be silent in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now say this one powerfully. Say, every power sent with my divine destiny this year, every power that will contend with my divine destiny this year, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every power that will contend with my divine destiny this year, scatter in the name of Jesus. Let them be scattered now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I say this one with holy violence. Say, every strong man of failure at the edge of my breakthrough. Every strong man of failure at the edge of my breakthrough. Die now in the name of Jesus. Every strong man of failure, edge of my breakthroughs, at the edge of my success, die in the name of Jesus. Die in Jesus' mighty name, prayer. Amen. Keep up, amen. 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 And three wonderful hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. My year of multiple restoration and unparalleled favor. I want you to declare to yourself, say, my year of multiple restoration and unparalleled favor. Praise the Lord. Let us quickly look at some scriptures. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6. He says, I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back, because I have mercy on them. They shall be as though I have not cast them aside. For I am the Lord their God, and I will hear them. Praise the Lord. The house of Judah represents Israel's southern territory. And the house of Joseph is Israel's northern territory, dominated by Ephraim and Manasseh's tribes, named after Joseph's sons. So the Lord, by his mercy, promised to bring back and restore the dispersed remnant of the children of Israel to their promised land. The Lord indicated that by the time he does this thing, it will appear as if they never left. It will appear as if they never left. In other words, everything will be so restored that they will not feel that they have lost anything. Which means that he will restore the opportunity lost and make them feel as if they have not missed anything at all. It is only the restoration power of God, only the power of God that can accomplish it. Praise the Lord. And also in the book of Job, Job chapter 42 verse 10. Job chapter 42 verse 10. It says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The Bible says the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed. It means there is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is your key of life. What is prayer? Prayer releases God's power. What is prayer? Prayer turns impossibility to possibility. Trust divine favor.
it attracts divine favor. In the book of Job, Job chapter 33, verse 26, Job 33, verse 26, he said, he shall pray to God, and he will delight in him. He shall see his face with joy, for he restores to man his righteousness. I want you to personalize that scripture to yourself and say, I shall pray to God, and he will delight in me. I shall see his face with joy, for he restores to man his righteousness. So prayer is your key to power and victory. Your key to power and victory. Prayer brings miracles, signs, and wonders. Beloved, there are some Bible characters that pray that God did marvelous things in their lives. And God did marvelous things. For example, Noah. Noah prayed that, and God remembered him after the flood. Abraham's servant prayed, and God led him to the right wife for Isaac. God led him to the right wife for Isaac. Perhaps there's anyone that is under my voice right now and believing God for divine partner this year. You shall be divinely connected to the right person this year in the name of Jesus. I say you shall be divinely connected this year in the name of Jesus. Hannah prayed, and God removed the reproach of barrenness from her life and gave her a son, Samuel, who turns the hearts of his people back to God. I'm praying for somebody today, and I'm praying for someone right now, and I decree that every reproach assigned against you shall be removed from your life this year in the name of Jesus. Every reproach shall be removed in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we talk about restoration, multiple restoration. Beloved, in the book of John, John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, the thief does not come except to come and steal, and to kill, and to destroy. And the Bible says, I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more in abundance, that they might have it more abundantly. That is John 10, 10. Beloved, it is the devil's job to come and steal, to kill, and to destroy. To come and steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil is a destroyer. He's a robber. Even in the book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8, he said, he who digs a pit will fall into it, and whosoever breaks through a wall will be beaten by a serpent. Many people, through carelessness, break the protective hedge that God has placed around their lives and their properties. Thus, they allow the enemy to destroy it. The good news is that what has been killed, what has been stolen or destroyed by the enemy can be restored by God. That is why Jesus said that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. God has promised to restore unto us our lost and wasted years. Say, this is my year. Say, this is my year of multiple restoration and unparalleled favor. An unparalleled favor. In the book of Joel, Joel chapter 2, verses 25 to 26. Joel chapter 2, 25 to 26. Say, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. The crawling locust. The consuming locust. And the showing locust. My great army which I sent among you. And be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. I'm praying for you. And those who can connect with this prayer. And I pray that everything you have lost to the enemy shall be restored to you. It shall be restored to you today in the name of Jesus. Every good thing you have lost to the enemy shall be miraculously restored to you in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you shall not be put to shame. You shall not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. I say you shall not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We also talk about unparalleled favor. There is nothing more than having the favor of God. When you have the favor of God, men will favor you. You will receive favor from God. You will receive favor from men. In the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26. 1 Samuel 22, verse 26. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26. The Bible says, and the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and with men. And also Luke chapter 2, verse 22 says, Luke chapter 2, verse 52. It says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with men. So those two scriptures make us to understand that stature, wisdom, and favor, element of growth attached to them. It has the element of growth attached to them. That is why I'm praying for somebody on this program that this year your God shall arise and bring you into favor, increase you in it, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for somebody tonight. I'm praying for somebody this year that your God shall arise and bring you into favor and increase you in that favor, in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy into your life that this year you will encounter and experience a full-scale laughter in all fronts, in the name of Jesus. I say you will encounter and experience a full-scale laughter in all fronts, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Beloved, there is no hopeless situation that divine favor cannot turn around. With divine favor, there is no limit to what you can achieve in life. The Lord will move you forward. The Lord will move you forward, not because of your own ability, but by His own powerful ability. With divine favor, you will win the battles of life. You will win the battles of life. Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. He said, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And also, Psalm 102, verse 13. Psalm 102, verse 13 says, you will arise and have mercy on Zion. For the time to favor her, yes, the said time has come. There's a season and time, there's a season and time of favor. And thus, the watchword for this year, from Mountain of Fire and Miracle Ministries, is my year of multiple restoration and unparalleled favor. My year of multiple restoration, parallel favor. Praise the Lord. On that note, I want you to pray some prayers. We are going to pray like this. Say, oh God, arise and restore my wasted years. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and restore my wasted years. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and restore my wasted years. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I recover all the grounds that I've lost to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, cover all the grounds that I've lost to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I recover all the grounds that I've lost to the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Say, heavenly sojourns. Heavenly surgeons, perform the necessary surgical operations in all the areas of my life. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly surgeons, perform the necessary surgical operations in all the areas of my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. Amen. Our God is a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. And I said, this is your year. The year of multiple restoration. I don't know what you have been waiting for, what you have been believing God since last year. That never happened. But I want you to believe God. I want you to believe God in this prayer. I want you to believe God. As God has laid upon your heart to connect to this ministry and to connect with this episode, I want you to pray for yourself and pray with faith and pray with great expectations. You are going to pray like this. Anything I have waited for till now, for a long time, shall be miraculously delivered to me this year. I don't know what you have been waiting for a long time. I want you to believe God for this prayer. Perhaps you have been waiting for a long time to get married. This is your year. Perhaps you have been waiting for a long time to have the fruit of the womb. This is your year. Perhaps you have been waiting for a long time to receive your breakthrough, career breakthrough. This is the year. Pray this prayer with holy violence. Say, anything I have waited for till now, even for a long time, shall be miraculously delivered to me this year. In the name of Jesus. It shall be miraculously delivered to me this year. In the name of Jesus. Anything I have waited for till now, for a long time, shall be miraculously delivered to me this year. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Say, this year, I enter into the confidence. In the name of Jesus. This year I enter into the covenant of favor. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Say, thou God of restoration. Thou God of restoration. Restore my glory this year. Restore my glory this year. In the name of Jesus. Thou God of restoration, restore my glory. Restore my glory this year. In the name of Jesus. Thou God of restoration, restore my glory this year. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this year, the anointing of success and fruitfulness shall rest on me. In the name of Jesus. This year, the anointing of success and fruitfulness shall rest on me. In Jesus' name, pray. Be powerful, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. This show is from Mountain of Fire and Miracle Ministries in Raleigh, North Carolina. You can also visit our website, which is www.mfmnc.org. mfmnc.org. I'm Pastor Stephen Abisuga. Praise the Lord. And as we have started this year, the Lord will also give us His grace to see the end of this year in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We are going to share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven restoration, multiple restoration, and a pile of favor. Hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you.
Bye-bye.